You're running a multi-step agentic workflow. 10,000 daily active users, 5 tasks each per day. You think your costs are manageable. Then the bill arrives. $90,000 this month. And nothing broke. That's the trap we're pulling apart today. Because right now, 3 platform shifts are converging simultaneously. And every one of them is forcing an architecture decision you cannot defer. Welcome to the Build Briefing. I'm your host, and today we are going deep on what shipped, what it costs, and what you need to implement before Friday. Let's start with the strategic picture, because there's a 2028 headline making noise in engineering Slack channels right now, and I want to put it to rest immediately. OpenAI is building hardware. Custom silicon co-designed with MediaTek and Qualcomm. Exclusive manufacturing through LuxShare Precision, a proprietary OS-level agentic runtime. They've hired roughly 200 engineers, pulled in 20-plus Apple hardware veterans, including former industrial design lead Evans Henke, and contracted Joni Ive's studio Lovefrom for product design. Final chip specs land end of 2026 or Q1 2027. Mass production target 2028. Here's why that's background noise for your current planning cycle. ByteDance already shipped an AI-native phone, the Douban, in late 2024. It launched at roughly $480, and resale prices hit $5,000. ByteDance is actively in talks with Vivo and evaluating other top 5 Chinese Android OEMs. China could achieve widespread AI-native phone deployment 2 to 3 years before OpenAI's hardware hit shelves. The actionable translation: do not build OpenAI hardware platform dependency into your 2025 or 2026 architecture. The 2028 timeline is not an input for this planning cycle. File it, watch it, move on. What is an input for this planning cycle is what actually shipped last week, and 4 things shipped that change your build decisions today. Let's walk through each one. First, Google Workspace Intelligence went live on April 22nd. Gemini is now operating as a unified cross-application reasoning layer underneath Gmail, Drive, Docs, Sheets, Slides, Chat, and Calendar, plus native connectors to Asana, Jira, and Salesforce. Google is claiming 9 times faster spreadsheet population versus manual entry through prompt-based sheets filling. That's a Google-reported number, so validate it against your specific data types before you redesign any workflows around it. But the structural change is real. Drive now creates explicit RAG context boundaries for project-scoped queries, and Gmail's inbox ranking is model-inferred priority, not rule-based filters. Critical governance note here, and I cannot stress this enough, Workspace Intelligence defaults to read access across all Workspace apps. Before you roll this out broadly, your engineering and security teams need to audit admin controls, especially if you're operating in GDPR or HIPAA-regulated environments. And here's the thing that makes this the highest ROI evaluation available this quarter. If you're already on Google Workspace Business or Enterprise, the marginal cost to pilot is engineering time only, 0 incremental licensing. Second, ChatGPT Workspace Agents entered a free research preview, and it closes May 6th. This is an execution layer built on the Codex Cloud Engine with native connectors to Google Calendar, Drive, Slack, and SharePoint, plus custom MCP server support. One observed use case reduced RSP assembly from several hours down to 20 minutes of editing. It's available on business, enterprise, education, and teacher plans, not Plus, not BYOK. The free window ends May 6th, and credit-based pricing activates with no publicly specified structure. That last part is the problem. You do not know what this costs yet. The correct move is to instrument every agent you're testing right now. Run counts, token consumption, step counts, so when the first bill arrives, you have real usage data to validate against. Budget 2 to 3 times your estimated credit cost for the first cycle. AI execution credit pricing is notoriously difficult to predict on first contact. Third, Claude Live Artifacts from Anthropic. This is elegant engineering. MCP-connected data sources can now populate a persistent dashboard UI without rerunning the full AI generation pipeline on each refresh. The creator described it as far faster and more token efficient because it just fills in the variables with MCP without necessarily using AI per cycle. If you're running scheduled HTML report generation today, this migration could reduce your per-refresh token cost to near zero. The one-time build investment recovers within 2 to 4 weeks for daily running reports. Quick math, take your current token cost per run, multiply by run frequency, multiply by 30. If that number exceeds $200, the migration pays for itself within 1 billing cycle. Current limitation to note, AI actions within artifacts are constrained to Claude Haiku only, and team sharing is coming soon but not yet live. Fourth, OpenAI Codex, the new agentic desktop app, ships GPT-5.5 as default, Claude code accessible via integrated terminal. GPT-5.5 API cost runs approximately twice GPT-4.1 and about 20% above Claude Opus. The in-app subscription appears subsidized versus raw API pricing. One flag, Chronicle, the screen memory feature, carries an explicit privacy risk. If you're evaluating it, use a dedicated test machine, not your primary dev environment. Now, let's talk about the build versus buy decision, because Workspace Agents forces a concrete evaluation. Think of it as three options on a spectrum. Option one is ChatGPT Workspace Agents. First build timeline for a Tier 1 fetch-synthesize-deliver workflow is an afternoon. It beats Zapier and N8N on first build cost and AI-native synthesis for workflows that live primarily across its four native connectors. The governance controls, role-based access, connector allowlisting, action approval workflows, compliance API, are solid. But here's the privilege escalation risk you need to act on today. When an agent builder publishes with personal app connections, other users running that agent may execute actions through the builder's authenticated credentials. That is not a theoretical risk. Mandate service accounts for all agent connectors before any agent is published. Non-negotiable. Option two is Zapier, Make, or N8. These win when you have complex conditional branching, 10+ app integrations, or mature debugging requirements. Workspace Agents does not yet beat these platforms on integration breadth or conditional logic depth. Keep your complex branching workflows here until Workspace Agents matures. Option three is a custom agentic pipeline, LangChain or LangGraph, vector database, hosted model. A self-hosted Llama 3.370B cluster on 4 A180GB GPUs at $250 per hour runs about $7,200 a month and handles roughly 50,000 tasks per day. The break-even versus Claude Sonnet API is around 25,000 to 30,000 tasks per day. Below that threshold, API-based almost always wins on total cost of ownership when you factor in 3 to 4 months of engineering time. That's $150,000 to $200,000 in senior ML engineer to build and maintain a custom stack.
The decision rule is simple. Under 25,000 agentic tasks per day, buy. Over 25,000, run a 2-week self-hosted benchmark. Complex multi-app conditional logic, stay on Zapier or N8N for now. Cross-app data and action execution on mobile, you are already at the OS permission ceiling, and no current tool fully solves that. Now, the $90,000 number I opened with. Let's build the mental model so you never get surprised by it. A single 10-step agentic task at 2,000 tokens per step equals 20,000 tokens. That costs roughly 6 cents on Claude Sonnet or 10 cents on GPT-4 Turbo. Run that at 10,000 daily active users doing 5 tasks each, and you're at $3,000 per day. $90,000 per month, before any model upgrades, before scope creep.